when we believe or we have a thought that something's dangerous, and then we take any kind of action to avoid that stimuli, to mm-hmm. avoid people, whether that's like just looking at your phone or being really busy all the time, right? This avoidance can be very subtle.
Yeah.
Then after the social situation and we find out we survived, nothing bad happened, our brain interprets this as meaning, oh, the only reason they didn't reject me is because I was like looking at my phone, or the only reason I survived this interaction is because I made sure to carry my panic and anxiety workbook in my backpack. And then our brain increases our anxiety around things.
Exactly.
Like, so the avoidance fuels actually greater anxiety and decreased confidence in our ability to handle situations.
No, absolutely. I think that avoidance helps in the short term. You know, it helps for those few moments that we're avoiding, but it really gets in the way in the long run. And I'm glad you mentioned the phone, actually, because I didn't mention that as probably the most common way to avoid. Oh, yeah. It's so, so common, and it's always accessible, but it really gets in the way. You know, you want to take the credit and tell yourself, well, I survived, and I didn't just survive because of my phone or because of my confident friend or because of the book in my backpack, but I survived, or, and even not just survived, but did okay. Because of some things that I did.